says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
This is your host, James Kelso. We're live. Everything we say is on a microphone, and we'll be talking about that in today's show, the dangers of having a live microphone on your lapel. And you're invited to call in on this live show at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And with us tonight is George in Maryland. George, thank you very much for joining us.
Good to be here, James.
I've got a Maryland story, and that is that in the last 48 hours, a group of rats, that is Republicans against Trump, to use the terminology of Sarah Palin, put out a letter opposing Donald Trump. These are former congressmen, 30 of them. Now, that seems like a lot, but I don't know how many former Republican congressmen there are in the U.S. who are alive today. Probably, I'll just put a number out there, maybe 500, who knows. So 30 is not that big a number of people. And the way things have been sorting out, a certain percentage of people do turn out to be rats in the Republican Party. And one of the useful things happening in this campaign is that they are being identified. They're identifying themselves. They're raising their hands saying, I'm against saving our nation. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen and gentle ladies. So, but one of them, here's a Maryland one. I was looking at the list of 30, and one that just immediately jumped to off the page was Robert Bauman of Maryland. And folks will remember him. Another one that jumped off the page, Pete McCloskey of California. These names will stir memories for people. These are the people, Bob Bauman in Maryland and Pete McCloskey in California. These are the neocons, the rhinos, who've been running the country into the ground, and they've had a stranglehold on what the Republican Party could do. And some of them, the real diehards like these two and the 28 others on this list, they're so dyed in the wool that they actually come out like George H.W. Bush saying that they'll vote for Hillary Clinton rather than Donald Trump. So anyway, that little piece of news occurred in the last day or so. Now, speaking of microphones on a lapel, the story, and I'm going to have a point to make about this in tonight's show, and I want to hear George's take on it and yours too out there in the audience. Every single person in America who has a television or a radio or a computer connection will be drenched over the next several days with a story that should be of very little importance, an insignificant story, something that occurred 11 years ago inside of a bus between a couple of the boys having some locker room conversation. And any of you men out there, I want you to raise your hand if you've never had a locker room conversation among the boys about the girls. If you never have, well, I don't think there is no such person. And this should be a non-story. But what's happening, and it illustrates the point that this show has made, George, for the last year, and that is that the media control what people think in America. And we've got to break that control. They are going to have all of us thinking about this inconsequential conversation 11 years ago, and you know the one I'm referring to, which amounts to nothing, is of no consequence in world affairs. No consequence. Doesn't tell you anything about Donald Trump's character. Doesn't tell you about anything about anything. But now this is the huge, huge story for Wolf Blitzer, and this is the deal breaker. This will crush Donald Trump. He's finished with this couple minutes of audio. And he uses an incredibly bad word. I'm even going to say it here on the air. I think I'll even say it on the air here because it's everywhere. It's not an incredibly bad word. He uses the word pussy. Oh, my. Oh, Hillary is blushing. Oh. She's never heard that word. And so is Bill Clinton. And so are all the other Democrats. And so are all the media, people in the media. They've never heard this word either. Donald Trump uses this word once in this conversation. Think of all the colorful sexual terms that you know or that you have heard. Boys, gentlemen out there, think of all the various words you've heard and the things that could have been recorded if you've been wearing a lapel mic back there in the high school locker room or back in college or 11 years ago on a bus. and imagine if that conversation were played to the entire world by a media which put it out everywhere, on every channel, on every page of every publication. So now, meanwhile, compare and contrast, folks. Bill and Hillary Clinton have been involved in sexual escapades, sexual crimes, that's more importantly. There was no crime committed 11 years ago by Donald Trump. Sexual crimes, people being raped, people being murdered. People being having their houses broken into, their pets killed, threatened by Hillary over rapes and gropings and assaults by Bill Clinton. But the average American is really very little aware of these things. I think the general impression, George, people have is that Bill Clinton is a real stud, and he's had a lot of affairs. Wouldn't you say that's the impression the media has given us?
It's the one they try to perpetrate.
Yes, he's a stud who's had a lot of affairs. And that's enabled him to get away. That's enabled him to be reelected as president. It's enabled Hillary Clinton to get to her job as senator in New York, a state she didn't even live in. Why did she have to leave Arkansas? Why did Bill have to leave Arkansas? I wonder. Could be for the same reason that they're down 28 points against Donald Trump in Arkansas. The Arkansans know these two people. But the point is this, folks. Hundreds and hundreds of real crimes, real people really hurt, covered up by the media for 30 years. First in Arkansas and now nationally. So I want to extract something, you know, of value, from this. This is unfortunate, of course, for the Trump campaign, because we know how this is going to go. And sadly, we know it's going to have some impact. But I'm
still
hoping,
like the effect that Julian Assange did his thing today. And there's a lot of that flying around, too. So
yes, it is.
I think it's kind of a wash.
Some good stuff from Julian Assange. We need more. Yeah, Hillary Clinton speaking to Goldman Sachs about the need for open, not for Goldman Sachs. She was talking in Brazil about the need for open borders, all kinds of things like this. The point I want to make here, and I want to cheer people up out there who are going, oh, no, look at this and so on. Don't be over influenced. George makes this point by the fact that you're being drenched. You're being drenched in this story as if it's hugely important. And we got to rely on the good sense, the common sense of the American people, that they're going to realize, wait a minute, this is a locker room conversation. My husband has said things like this. I know my husband when he's with the boys at the Legion Hall. I know they say things like this. And gee, you know, surprises, surprises. Hey, the girls say things like this too. And they use language much more colorful than that was caught on microphone for Donald Trump. And he got off the bus and he was a perfect gentleman, you know, with a real life lady right there. He's a perfect gentleman. And, you know, the locker room talk is over. So anyway, that's
well, there's there's plenty of Hillary F-bombs and other colorful languages that are in these tapes that come from her side.
Yes, exactly. And,
You know, we're not going to get the feminist vote.
Right.
So this is really just making, it's like a nuclear explosion. What's the difference between 10 kilotons and 20? Well, it just digs the hole a little deeper.
So, right, right.
But there's meat and potatoes in the WikiLeaks stuff.
That, yes.
Yeah, my name's Hillary. I love making billions, and I have. And I really enjoy my connections.
Now, let me give you another uplifting thing today, folks. Donald Trump, we don't have a Donald Trump event for you today, but we have Mike Pence. And this huge story that isn't huge of Donald Trump saying this awful, awful word. Oh, my gosh. And he was even interested in a married woman. Oh, my gosh. This has never happened before in American history. Certainly not to anybody in this audience or anybody else in the American public. My gosh, a man who's interested in a married woman? I have to call my mother-in-law right now to tell her about this. This story broke before Mike Pence began his second speech, his second presentation in Rossford, Ohio. So I'm really... listen to Mike Pence. Listen to how fired up he is. And this is after he's heard of this story. So Mike Pence is not daunted by this attempt by the media to sandbag the Trump campaign. We'll go right to the beginning of the Pence event. He's introduced by an Ohio congressman. And here he comes. And he's also got Congressman Jim Jordan there in the audience. These are not some of the 30 rats. Here we go. Here's Mike Pence today. Just a few hours ago, actually.
Wow, what a great, great night. I know it's homecoming night around here. I couldn't be more excited to be with you with my daughter, Charlotte, at my side. Give it up for Congressman Bob Latta. He is a great conservative voice in our nation's capital. Congressman Jim Jordan, another great Ohio congressman who's with us here tonight. Mayor Neil McKinnon here in Rossford. I got to tell you, we've been traveling all across the Buckeye State. Strongsville, Amherst, Sandusky, Toledo. And I got a feeling when we win Ohio, we're going to win all the way to the White House. Bob Latta and I have been friends for a long time, and he knows me well enough to know that despite those kind and gracious words, the introduction I prefer is just a little bit shorter. I'm a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican, in that order. And I got to tell you, I joined this campaign in a heartbeat, because you have nominated a man for president who never quits, who never backs down. He is a fighter. He is a winner. And until very recently, it seemed like he was out there fighting all on his own. But now this movement is coming together. This party is coming together. Ohio's coming together. And we're going to elect Donald Trump as the next president of the United States of America. I really appreciate you coming out tonight. I know I'm kind of the B-list Republican celebrity in this case, you know? I'm not exactly the main event, right? And I'm sorry, I really want to apologize. I'm running a few minutes late. I would have gotten here sooner, but I stopped by Tony Paco's for a hot dog. And
so We'll pause Mike Pence right there, but you can see he's got the fire. And a great event today in Rossford, Ohio, and it does look like Donald Trump will win Ohio. So, and that's
this really is. I'm telling you, right, James? It's a non-event. I mean, he violated political correctness, and a lot of people love it. I do. Well, he's one of us.
Yeah. He's a red-blooded male, and but you know, folks, just think about this. This is 2005. This event was in September of 2005. Donald Trump was just married. He was a newlywed with Melania Knaus, maiden name Trump, and so that kind of puts it in context. Donald Trump wasn't running for president. He was on a Hollywood star kind of a bus. He was scheduled to appear in a soap opera across from a very pretty lady that greeted him when he got off the bus. And so there was a plot line to the soap opera and so on, a romantic plot line and so on. And there you go. And you know, can you imagine all your favorite, when you think of the world of Hollywood, of stars, of movies, of rock bands, and their lives and how they go? Just imagine, take all your albums of all your favorite bands, and if you want to take every single guy in all those bands who's ever used a word like the one that Donald Trump used, or had a locker room conversation like Donald Trump's, if you want to take records of every single guy or gal who said such a thing as a rock star, well, throw away all your albums, all your tapes, and all your CDs.
Oh, geez, the Beatles had salty language, and they made albums about it, and people bought hundreds and thousands of copies because they wanted to hear John Paul, and especially George Harrison, you know, telling us what they really feel about, the lower class in Liverpool and the ladies of the night. And it was very, very salty. I have a copy of it.
And, folks, if you want to throw away, get rid of all of the authors, famous authors, books you've read and you enjoyed and they're on your bookshelves, or all the people who appeared in movies that you like who had such events occur in their life, well, throw away all your movies and all your books and even the preachers. Your favorite preachers aren't going to pass this test, folks. You're going to have to chuck all your favorite preachers in the bin, right, too.
James, so, I like the fact that the 95 million Americans who are not in the workforce right now, this isn't what they want to talk about. Yes. And you're hearing from the other side that the best you can do with 30 days to go is tell me, Donald Trump said bad words 40 years ago. What are you going to do to bring my missing employment back, lady?
Exactly. Let's go to some more good news here. Let me see if I don't even have it up on my screen. Let me just take a second to get this on the screen, which is the polls are still wonderful. Even at Real Clear Politics, which I don't think is particularly on our side as a website, I'm kind of not sure about where they stand, but
I'm sure where they stand, James. Your analysis is correct.
Okay. Here's what we've got. The poll that we've been loving since September 12th, the LA Times poll has Donald Trump, as we speak, up 2 points over Clinton, 46 to 44. Now, that's been holding since September 12th. So we're going on in a few days. It'll be a solid month every day. Donald Trump ahead. That's good news. We'll come back with William in Montana and Jeff in Chicago, who will be up first after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. We are back. And I'll tell you, let's get to something. Let's get to the real story here about Hillary and Bill. And something I love, George, that's going on right now. Great move by Alex Jones. Alex Jones has offered people, you know, get out there and inform the public. You know, we have to do what the media won't do. It should be wall to wall. Bill Clinton is a rapist. He is a rapist. He is a serial rapist. The number of women who've been raped by him and assaulted is too high for it to be spurious. It's not. It's true. And it's been known for 30 years. Many, many people testifying to this, including, you know, state troopers. Now, and all of these people stating these facts against their own interests at great cost and jeopardy to themselves. Well, Alex Jones has said, if you'll come on, let's get this out in front of the people. So if you will yell it out at a rally that gets on television, doesn't have to be national, can be local, $5,000 he'll pay you. And if you can simply get a sign out, Bill Clinton is a rapist, that gets on the camera, that's $1,000. Brilliant move. Fantastic. And it's breaking out across the country. I'll give you an example. Here's one. At a Tim Kaine event, a rally last night, listen to this. Tim Kaine is talking, and somebody gets up and starts yelling, Bill Clinton is a rapist. Here we go. Let's listen in.
Trump Tower, New York is...
Bill Clinton is a rapist!
There you go. Pretty hard to hear it, but everybody in that audience could hear it very clearly. Not a big audience, by the way.
I couldn't hear it. Could you hear it, James?
Well,
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Tim Kaine had a small audience, and so this guy was easily able to overcome Tim Kaine's microphone and yell from the back of the crowd on a raised position that Bill Clinton is a rapist. Now, this is happening all over the country now, and it's great, and we need more of this. Let's go to some callers before I forget about Jeff in Chicago and then William in Montana. Jeff in Chicago, thanks for calling.
Greetings, James and George, and I guess Paul's not here, but otherwise known as the Three Amigos. So thanks for taking my call. I'm glad you brought this subject up right off, because I only found out about it a few hours ago, so I'm glad you stole my thunder. But I want everybody not to be depressed. Look at the big picture here, and the Democrats are so they're so bankrupt with ideas that they have to go back to decades-old recordings of Mr. Trump saying stuff off the cuff, which who cares, right? They're not talking about policy issues here with between him and Hillary, okay? They're saying, okay, oh man, he said this really bad thing about 20 years ago about this woman. Okay, yeah, so what? Who doesn't, right? And another thing, with all this stuff about his being misogynist or whatever that means, that's another made-up word by the feminazis, why isn't anybody talking about Bill Clinton and his fraternization with Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted pedophile.
Right. They have the flight logs.
Pardon me?
Right. Yes, the Lolita Express.
And the Orgy Island.
Yeah. Bill Clinton is on the manifest, or the flight log, for something like 23, 27 flights.
I was going to say dozens of times. Yes.
Yeah, on Epstein's plane. They have the logs, and it says Bill Clinton right on there. Okay,
right.
So what's he doing out there? What's he doing out there at Lolita Island?
I don't think that he's going there to talk about public policy, okay?
Right, but the media has buried the story. And this is the point that George Orwell was making back in 1948 when he published 1984. He's making the point, this is sad but true, and a profound observation by this genius, George Orwell, that the media has gotten a stranglehold on our minds. They're able to control what we think. We've got to break that stranglehold. We're going to come back.
Let me, Jeff, say this.
Jeff, you hang on, Jeff. We'll come back to you after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, folks. We were listening to Jeff in Chicago. And Jeff, I appreciate, you know, you say you only found out about the story a couple hours ago. It only broke a couple of hours ago. And Michael Savage, in his show today, the story hadn't broken, so he was unaware of it. And so we're just now, this is the first reaction level. And I like what you say. Let's not take the media bait here. In controlling the way we think, and I'll just do a little, background on this, folks. I know I talk about George Orwell a lot, but I think he may be the greatest political philosopher of the 20th century.
I agree.
And his book 1984 might be the most important. If you had one book, you could have a college kid read. I'd give him the book by Wilmot Robertson, whose real name was Humphrey Ireland, who's my 10th cousin. He wrote it in 1972, The Dispossessed Majority. But for
James,
a second...
My high yep. school English teacher not only made us read 1984, Animal Farm, when I was a junior. So, yeah, I know where you're coming from.
And look how you turned out. pretty good. A second choice for me would be George Orwell's. In his name, he also was using a pseudonym. His name was Eric Arthur Blair, and he's also a cousin. He's my 12th cousin, 1984. And now here we're seeing it with another cousin. Donald Trump is a cousin through his mother, Marianne McLeod, through our common ancestry in Stornoway in the Hebrides of Scotland. She was born there in 1912, died in 2000, Marianne McLeod. So Donald Trump's a Scotsman on his mother's side. He's a German on his dad's side. Here we see it again. George Orwell came back from the Spanish Civil War, where he'd been on the wrong side. He was actually a communist. And he came back to London, and he looked at, he opened his newspapers, and it hit him. It hit him hard. First of all, he saw that the fraud that communism was and how evil these people were, pure evil. He yep. saw it. He'd been an idealist reading about these things. Then he went to Spain and watched the communists lining up priests against the walls of their churches and mowing them down with machine guns. He saw the evil of communism. He came back to London to look at the reporting. Were they reporting about these machine gunning of the priests in Spain? No. It was like the newspaper reporting in London was like another world on another planet. It wasn't the same war that he had been in, and he'd been almost fatally injured with a shot to his jaw.
Just like Walter Duranty for the New York Times did not report what was really going on in 1930s Stalinist Russia, where they were murdering millions of people and starving them to death, and he said, oh, everything is great over here.
Right. Yep. Everything's great. Exactly. And so what George Orwell realized is that we're being lied to, and it's working. That if the government takes over, if an elite takes over the inner party, as he talks about it in 1984, if the inner party, and that's Wolf Blitzer and his friends, if they take over the Ministry of Truth, which is the media, they can, sad to say, they can actually manipulate the mass public in their thinking, brainwash them into thinking that things that never happened have happened, that things that aren't important are important, and that things that are hugely important never happened and they don't exist.
Those they can completely control the present, control the past, and that they control the future. Yeah,
those who control the past control the future. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and
folks,
but it's not going to work this time, James, because of the internet. There's too many of us enlightened now. Now, we may not have enough power or money, but this is going to be an upheaval from the ground up. The usual
right.
suspects are not going to win.
We have this tool. We stand on the shoulders of giants, folks. George Orwell didn't have this tool, the internet. Wilmot Robertson didn't have it. I'm very pleased that I got to be the person who put all of Wilmot Robertson's Inspiration magazine online, because it wasn't online. He was strictly a paper publisher. But now we've got the internet, and you're right. We will get the word out. Let's go to another patriot. Thank you very much, Alan. Let's go to another, or Jeff. Thank you very much, Jeff in Chicago. And let's go to William in Montana.
Hello, James and George. If I may change the subject just a little bit, I'm really concerned with a lot of stuff that I've been reading about how our already very loose custom laws are being attacked very ferociously on all sides just in the last few weeks. And remember when creepy T. Kaine told during the debates, told this lie that Trump would go door-to-door to find Muslims to deport them?
Right.
I mean, if only that were true. But one of the things that deportable Muslims are only the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the problem of visa overstayers. And one of the things that there's this program that the Obama administration has been watering down more and more. It already was very loose, especially when it concerns people coming across our northern border. You know, like most of the emphasis is on our, you know, the terrible things that are happening on our southern border. But what's happening on our northern border is that many what is considered non-immigrants. These are not people coming here to immigrate or trying to get in illegally. These are totally legal non-immigrants. Is that the music?
Go ahead.
And so these people, because they're a little bit more affluent and they're mostly arriving by plane, they are actually given more consideration to just come across. They say, well, Obama
said, and what's the punchline, William? Are these the people that are coming across to have babies?
No, these are people that are coming across as students, coming across as visitors and tourists, and they're under this program called the Visa Waiver Program. And what happens is, Congress has actually asked, Homeland Security, why is this so lenient? And they said,
I'll tell you why, William, because we have a communist in the White House, and Hillary is the same kind of communist. Yeah,
Homeland Security said, "Well, the reason Congress asked how many of these people become overstayers, people who come in, and they're allowed to stay a few weeks or with students a few years. How many of these people don't leave?" And Homeland Security said, "Well, we don't really know."
Hey, William, let me join here,
yes.
Nate. Canada has an absolutely congruent program, and Paul Fromm's monthly that comes out has all these descriptions of all these people in Vancouver and other places in Canada from other countries, and they just whip out the cash and say, okay, I've been a tourist, now I want to be a citizen. Here's $50,000, and cha-ching, you are instantly a Canadian.
And also, William, a key point to what you're saying is that this, when you have communists running our country, social justice warriors, what the law is doesn't matter. This is why the Border Patrol Union endorsed Trump. This is why the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, they just endorsed Trump. They took a vote among the 7,000 officers of ICE. Only 5% endorsed Clinton. The rest were for Trump. 95%. The reason is they've been told they want to enforce the law. It doesn't matter what the law is. When you have a communist at the head of the government, he's telling them to stand down or ignore the law. He's got his bureaucracy simply ignoring. It doesn't matter what the hell the law is. We're going to let these people in. We'll cheat, we'll fudge, we'll lie, we'll let these people use fraudulent documents. And so the law doesn't matter anymore. We become a lawless nation, and we become an invaded nation that Wilmot Robertson forecast. So let me give you an example. Another example. This was a headline. Obama is bringing over Afghan soldiers to train in the United States. Oh, great idea. Guess what? They go off the base and disappear. That's another example of what you're talking about. They just disappear because they don't want to be in Afghanistan. They want to be in America. And they know that if they can simply just slip away, then they can get in touch with some Obama official somewhere in their bureaucracy. That person in the bureaucracy will find a way to make them legal or to let them stay in America. And that's why Donald Trump has to do a house cleaning from top to bottom, all the way down through the bureaucracy. We've got to get patriots so that not only do we have good laws, but they are enforced.
Yeah, Obama just issued a ruling that said that a Chinese tourist coming in from Canada, and these Chinese tourists do not have to be Canadian citizens. They can just be vacationing in Canada. And he said that it is racial profiling to ask mainland Chinese nationals who are coming across the border from Canada more questions than Chinese from, say, Taiwan. He said it's a form of racial profiling.
Right.
So
right.
I watched literally large vans come down the highway from Canada, from Alberta, loaded with Chinese, and all they have to tell our immigration people is that they've come here to shop, and they cross their hearts and hope to die that they will not go farther than 100 miles into the United States.
Right. We're getting them here. You're getting them in Montana from Alberta. We're getting them here in North Dakota from
Saskatchewan. Yeah,
from Manitoba. You're getting them from Alberta, Saskatchewan. Yeah, William, very good points. Let me go to John in Indiana, if I may.
Take it easy. Bye bye.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, William.
John in John in Indiana, the microphone's yours.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good. Looking forward to the the thriller in Manila on Sunday. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I just wanted to say about the latest so-called scandal with the Donald there. I think that's really going to backfire on them because I think that's the initial appeal of Trump is that he is a regular guy, and so many people are just so sick of this phony, sanctimonious, you know, just on the face of it, just ridiculous kind of sort of holier-than-thou facade that these characters try to, you know, perpetrate all over the place. And for someone like the, you know, especially the Clintons to be pretending to be offended in any way by that situation with what they got hanging over their heads with, you know, Bill Clinton.
I like your word, sanctimonious. Yes,
I mean, sanctimonious. It's actually offensive to think that that just shows how desperate they are. I mean, I don't think that's going to play with anybody. I don't even think I don't think they can even convince themselves that.
I agree with your analysis. It's extremely desperate. I mean,
it's ridiculous.
The WikiLeaks is a scandal, and the Donald Trump thing is a statement. That's just raw, what do they call it, dirt digging. There's a big difference.
Well, what else it is it's so this they may have a point here, but with this, that it's actually on a juvenile level. It's just like an ad hominem type attack. It's like basically it's a little different than name calling on a playground is what it comes down to. And unfortunately, I think there's a lot of stupid people out there who, you know, that's the level they're operating on. So maybe for some of those people, it'll go over, you know, but those are the hopelessly lost anyways. Who cares about them, right? But
I concur. We were never going to get them in the first place.
All right. So they're just preaching to their own choir with that stuff. And it's
there's no question. The Trump support is coming from the smartest and the best people in America. And so, yes, we have to count on that, that this is going to bounce off of Donald Trump. It's going to backfire, as so many things have backfired. In attempting to, you know, smear Donald Trump. Ann Coulter talked about it in her column yesterday. That on day one,
we got World War III hanging over our heads with Russia, and that's what they want to talk about. That, I mean, that's actually insulting. I mean, if anybody brings that up, let's say at the debate, which I doubt they will, I mean, that would be opening the door for Donald to just totally unload on them with their whole sex scandals and all, you know.
I'll give you up, just me talking, but one of the possibilities, you know, we have that, there's that poem by Rudyard Kipling about the Saxon slow to anger. Maybe Hillary's got Donald Trump angry enough that on Sunday he's going to open up and really, really let her have it. And I hope he talks about Bill. I hope he talks about Hillary. I hope he talks about the rape. I hope he uses the word rape on Sunday. No more Mr. Nice Guy. I'm just hoping maybe that'll happen on Sunday.
Well, I think we're all hoping that, and I hope he doesn't let us down on that side. But all right, guys, I'll let you go, man. Have a great show, and I'll keep listening. So,
thank you, John.
There.
All right, let's go to a real nice guy, Rob in New Jersey. Hi, Rob.
Hey guys, I have to agree with that last caller. I think this locker room talk that they caught on tape isn't going anywhere. And I notice that I hear no women talking about Bill Clinton, nor do I hear any men talking about Hillary. But in any event, I just want to let you know, guys, that we will, about six of us from the party, will be heading out to
Wilkes-Barre,
Pennsylvania.
Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, on Monday for the Trump rally, and I'll get some pictures and stuff. We got six tickets, and we hope to get in, so we'll let you know how that goes. I'll call you Monday night.
Rob, that's wonderful. And please, you know, I, if I may prevail on you to get there real early, because we really want you to get into that rally so you can tell us what it's like inside.
Oh, it's a big venue. You're right. You have to get there early because people, it fills up quick. So So the doors open at 4. We're going to try to be there an hour or two earlier. And it starts at 7. So I'll keep you guys posted. And I expect it to be packed and an exciting rally, just like all his rallies are.
Oh, it's perfect. You see, we'll go on the air. Trump will probably appear around 7:30. The event will be kind of wrapping up, and you'll be just able to call right out of the event to our show.
Yeah, hey, that's Jets, the capacity of the Wilkes-Barre KC Plaza is 8,300.
And Rob, if you don't make it, you're not able to call in during the rally. By the way, consider possibly if you're far enough off in the bleachers or something, call in during the rally. And
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I made a misquote at the beginning of the show. And, you know, in fact, I do hear women talking about Bill Clinton, but you know how they talk. They call him rapist. They all call him rapist.
He's a rapist.
I don't hear any. Right.
Rob, we got a break. Hang on, Rob. We'll come back to you after the break.
It's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, we've got, I hope he's still with us, Rob in New Jersey. Rob, are you still there? Oh, we lost Rob. Well, he's one of our great, great listeners. Rob, we love you. And he's going to be reporting from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania on Monday. Be there in the event with the six American Freedom Party associates. And don't forget about the American Freedom Party, folks. That the American Freedom Party sponsors this show and all six of our shows here on RBN. We're on, excuse me, I'm getting all choked up. Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m., we're here with our live Trump phenomenon. And then on Sunday, that'll be our next show. We'll see you Sunday. We skip Saturday. We'll see you on Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. So be sure to join us for our next show then. And we'll be covering, George, I've forgotten to look up the hours of the debate. What time is the debate on Sunday? Does anybody know? I didn't look it up. But you know what, folks?
Caught me a little flat-footed there.
I think we're going to be ahead of the debate. It'll probably be in the evening, prime time in the evening. So we'll be right before the debate on Sunday. Okay, the engineer tells us 8 Central, and so we'll be a good warm-up for the debate. And we know that Donald Trump listens to this show, so we'll give him some good ideas, and you folks, the listeners, can give him some good ideas with which to pound Hillary in the Sunday debate, the thriller in Manila. We already had the rumble in the jungle. And, so don't forget about the American Freedom Party. Our website is theamericanfreedomparty.us. And
what we can look for in Wilkes-Barre is 8,000 people in the seats and 15,000 people outside in the parking lot.
Yes.
It'll be just like Melbourne last week.
Yes.
On, speaking of Melbourne, dear Donald Trump, fly to Melbourne, Florida, and, you know, help people dig out from their visit by Hurricane Matthew. Yes, I guarantee Hillary won't be there, and we know Oblivion Bomber won't be there. So, dear Donald Trump, this disaster in Florida, fly down there, go anywhere in the hurricane zone, and you'll win the state by 6 points.
And Donald Trump is, in fact, scheduled, and we'll cover it, on Tuesday. He'll be in Panama City, Florida, in the Panhandle, which was not touched by the hurricane. Then he goes to Ocala on Wednesday, which is affected by the hurricane.
Yeah, very much so.
Right in the smack in the middle of Florida. And then also on Wednesday, he goes to Lakeland. So the we'll have lots of Florida coverage next week, and I'm sure Donald Trump will be having lots to say.
And throw in a trip to St. Augustine just for good measure.
Okay. Okay, there you go. And then he'll be in Ohio, he'll be in North Carolina, he'll be in Maine next week, and Mike Pence, we don't have his schedule next week, but we heard a little from him today in Rossford, Ohio, and I liked the upbeat sound. Mike Pence, boy, what a tough warrior he is, and he is doing a great job. I wish there could be another vice presidential debate, two more. Putting him against Tim Kaine. That was such a slaughter. That was wonderful. Well, folks, we're down to the last month. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. We'll see you again Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern time. See you then.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.